Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed down slightly to 7,888 points today, but not before hitting a new high in early trading. The benchmark hit a record 7,910.7 points in the opening hour of trading this morning. Broadly, oil and mining stocks did best, while telcos, healthcare and property companies tended to underperform. BHP was a strong performer, up nearly 2%, while Santos rose 1%. The banks were mixed, while Fortescue Metals Group, Wesfarmers and Goodman Group all dropped by more than 1%. The soaring price of gold helped the miners, with West African Resources, Evolution Mining, Gold Road Resources and Newmont Corporation being four of the five top-performing stocks today, at least on the ASX 200. Story number two, Korea's Hanwha Group has made a $1 billion takeover offer for ASX-listed Austal, though the board of the naval shipbuilder has already rejected the bid. That didn't stop Austal's share price from jumping 10% today. Hanwha is a defence and aerospace conglomerate and says it's a credible buyer and the offer is highly competitive. But Austal's board says it isn't satisfied that the bid would secure the necessary approvals from defence agencies in Australia and in the US. Now, Austal designs and builds defence vessels for the Australian and US navies, and some of those contracts include a commitment to ensuring continuous naval shipbuilding in Australia. Hanwha says the takeover would improve Australia's alliances and support national security. Story number three, plenty of other corporate news around the place today. Aurora's share price tumbled 14% after it said earnings from its French bottle manufacturer Saverglass will be lower than expected this year, and also it expects softer growth in its core packaging business. Aussie Broadband's share price ended almost a percent higher after confirming it had cut its stake in rival internet provider Superloop to just below 12% from almost 20% after it failed to get a court injunction last week stopping the sale. Paladin Energy jumped 5% after producing its first load of uranium from its mine in Namibia. And biopharmaceutical company Mesoblast jumped another 70% today as investor excitement surrounding its pending US food and drug submission continues to build. Now, last week, the US FDA deemed recent trial data good enough to allow the company to resubmit a previously rejected license. Mesoblast's share price is up about 180% since that news last week. Story number four, more than 100 armoured vehicles will be made in Queensland, bound for Germany, under a $1 billion defence deal announced by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese today. The Prime Minister said it is the single largest military export agreement ever for Australia. The German Parliament has approved a plan to buy the Boxer Heavy weapon carrier vehicles, and they'll be built by Rheinmetall Defence Australia, a subsidiary of a Germany company called Rheinmetall. It operates out of Queensland, the subsidiary does. The deal is expected to create around 600 direct jobs. And story number five, Donald Trump overnight paid a $175 million bond that allows him to appeal a civil fraud verdict and prevents the state of New York from seizing his assets, for now at least. The bond prevents enforcement of a $454 million penalty against the former president, levied in February for lying about his assets for years to get better loan terms. Trump is appealing that decision, but if he fails, will have to pay the full amount. Which brings me to the state of Donald Trump's wealth. Bloomberg is reporting that his net worth fell by $1 billion after Trump Media and Technology Group's share price fell 21% overnight. That's after it disclosed a loss last year. It means Trump's net worth is down 14% to about $6.4 billion. Trump Media generated just $4.1 million in revenue last year, not much. The most recent figures show that Truth Social, the former president's own social media platform, has about 9 million signups. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2024. Don't forget to hit follow on the podcast. And find Fear and Greed on LinkedIn, Instagram, X, TikTok, and Facebook. Join Michael Thompson and I tomorrow morning for the Fast Five by Fear and Greed, the top five business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.